This is not English Shishmu, this is a shir, okay? I'm going to learn a little bit over here about a few of the kudas here in Rambam Hilchos Teshuvah. There is a cynical saying there's no such chazal, but okay. I want to point out over here, in this learning through the Rambam, that the Rambam's construct of the concept of vidui seems to be very interesting. The Rambam, the way he presents vidui, is at first glance seems to be very confusing. We're going to present a few different questions in how the Rambam understands vidui, and then we're going to see if we have a mahalo. Okay, so we're learning Hilchos Teshuvah. Right. So, if I be writing Hilchos Teshuvah, what would I tell you first? What is tshuva? Right. So if you turn to the next page, so in Halacha Bay, Perek Bay Halacha Bay's, Umahi Hatshuva. What is tshuva? And Rambam explains, Shiyazu b'chayte chetoi, v'yisir min rashad, v'yigma libe shal yisei avoid, means a pasuk for that. Yisnacham al sha'ovar, means a pasuk for that. So the Rambam tells you what tshuva is, right? Most logical place. Perek Bez Halacha Bez. That's a good place to tell me what tshuva is in Hilchos Teshuvah, right? I mean, where else should you put it? Like Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph would be like logical to me. The Rambam puts it in Perek Bez Halacha Bez. Okay, that's very fascinating. Here the Rambam tells me what vidui is. Rambam says tshuva has the Rambam's presentation the tshuva has four components. So Perek Bez Halacha Bez, the Rambam says tshuva is yishvi oiz of the chet, which he explains being oiz of the chet means yaser mi machshav to be agreeing with shlo yasei avoid, which means that you plan to never do it again. You commit to do that to the point that you take it out of your thought process. It's not something I think about. It doesn't interest me. Okay. Then the pasuk for that is Yazir Rosh HaDarkai, that pasuk. Yisnach Moshavar, which means he should regret what he did. Number three is Yoyer Lov Yodei Teluma Yishol Yashav Lezeh Achet Lohalem. The person was willing to testify that you're not going to do this again. So that's really difficult to say. It's a part of your Maisa because you don't do that. You just need to get to Madrega that the person is willing to do that for you. And then so you need to vidui is to express prepare these thoughts. So it's not enough just after you've done this, you need to express it, and that's vidui. Okay, so basically, really three components for the person to do: aziva sechet, charata, and vidui. Good. Now, look at halacha. Zion. Perpes Allah Zion. Yom Kippurim, whose man Shuva Lakal, Layachid Larabin. Vukates, Mechila, Mesicha, Yisrael. That's the end of the period of Slicha and Mechila. Fich Yom Lakal, Lasa Shuva, with his vadas, Yom Kippurim. Okay? So a person has a Kiev to do Shuva, and he misvada on Yom Kippur. I pointed out that people, sometimes tell me, they asked them if they did tshuva on Yom Kippur, because Rambam says you have to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. They said they were too busy davening to have time to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. All right, so don't do that. Make sure you have time to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, now, we would assume this vidui is the vidui that he said in Halacha Beis. Ziva Zechet, Charata, and then you express the Ziva Zechet and the Charata with the vidui. Halacha Ches, Havidui Shenoga B'Kol Yisrael is Avo Chatanu V'Ikra Havidui. Okay, so the Mora says in Yuma that Hisakal Yisi, I was watching I saw that by Shmuel he was sitting down, and when the Shnei Tzibur got to the words Avo L'Anachnu Chatanu, he stood up. And then he sat down again, because Vidui has to be said by Amidah. So the, my raya that the ikra vida is aval nata chatanu, because Shmuel only said for those three words. Now, aval nata chatanu doesn't say the zivas zechet, doesn't say the charata, it just says it did a sin. So how is that? According to the Rambam, that the definition of vidui is certainly zadas b'sos of yonos elos should govern b'libay. How you mekayim vidui with the words avol anach l'chatanu? Okay, let's go back. That's the next question. Let's go back to Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Kol mitzvah shebetara ben asay ben lo sasay. Im over adam alachas mehen, beimizad and beimishkaga, kishiyasa tshuva v'yashav mechetzo, it's chayv l'svadah z'vnei hakel baruch hu. When a person does tshuva, he has a chiyah to be mitzvadah. Shneimar already brings a pasuk, ish or yishak yasa mikol chatei so adam, limo ma'a b'ashem, ma'ashma nefesh ahi, misvadu, it's a chatosam ha'shem osu, zev vira devorim. So that's a pasuk in Parshas Nosai, that a person does, when he does tshuva, he has to be mitzvadah. So the mitzvah is virui. The mitzvah isn't shuva. The mitzvah is virui. The Rambam says when you do shuva, there's a mitzvah to be mitzvah. And like the pasuk says, and virui zeh is mitzvah seh. Good. Kesa mitzvah. So what do you say? Omer, Ona Hashem. So you admit to what you did. I'm embarrassed. That's charata. I regret that I did it, and I'm embarrassed that I did it. I'm not going to do it again. That's the primary elements of vidui. So now the Rambam fits very nicely what he said in Halacha Beis. That tshuva is the charata and the kabbalah is the zivas hachet. So you need to express that. So you say, "Nichamti b'Hashem, I regret that I did it, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm not going to do it again." That's ikra vidui. V'chol marber l'hisvadu samarach binyan zeh reza mashabach. The person expresses it better. That's better. So the Rambam already told me what vidui is in Parak Aleph. Halacha Aleph. So why does he feel a need to tell me again in Perek Beis Halacha Beis that the vidui part? So the Rambam seems to sort of like split tshuva and vidui. Right? The Rambam says, listen, there's a mitzvah that say when you do tshuva to say vidui. The Rambam said there's a mitzvah to say to do tshuva. The Rambam said there's something called tshuva that exists. Right? There's a mitzvah to say to do tshuva. There's a mitzvah to say what you've done tshuva, which is charata la'avar and kabbalah la'hapa. You have a mitzvah to say the sevidui. So very nice. I'm very happy. The Rambam told me in the Perek Aleph that's what you got to do. Perek Beis says, by the way, you know, I mentioned vidui. That's the mitzvah to say, and I tell you what it is. But it's only when you do tshuva. What's tshuva? Oh, tshuva is charat al-avar and zivas al-chet for the future. And vidui. Already said that already. Okay. One more problem, and then we'll try and start answering them with more problems. But okay. The way the Rambam wrote his sefer, Mishnah Torah, the Rambam wrote his sefer to be an expansion of the Torah, that's what we call it, Mishnah Torah, which is a repetition of the Torah. And the way he wrote it, the way he did it was to first make a list of all of the Tayag mitzvahs, what they are. And this Sefer is going to explain the Tayag mitzvahs. That's how he wrote, that was his kavanah when he wrote the Sefer. Included in that, what he does is besides the Rambam having a separate Sefer called Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, as part of the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah, he lists all of the mitzvahs twice. He lists all of the mitzvahs once in the context of all the Torah mitzvahs, and then he says, then I'm going to tell you the Torah mitzvahs as they're going to be found in my work, Mishnah Torah. So in Hilchos You said the Torah we're going to clarify X amount of mitzvahs, and Hilchos Avodah Zarah we're going to clarify X amount of mitzvahs, and in Hilchos Tshuva we're going to clarify Y amount of mitzvahs, and every single one he tells you what mitzvahs he's going to explain. Besides doing that in the original Adama, before each section of a halachas in the Rambam tells you the mitzvahs which are going to be explained and clarified in that section. So, for example, the Rambam is going to tell me right before Hilchos Avodah Zarah that in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Yesh Mechalon Chemishim Achas V'Chemishim Mitzvahs. There are 51 mitzvahs which are going to be clarified in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. V'chukos Hagoyim. Two mitzvahs say, and 49 mitzvahs lois say, and this is the list. All these mitzvahs will be explained in this section. So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, there's 10 mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to know, and he tells you what they are, that the person exists, that there's nothing else beside him, he's a yachid, you have the mitzvah to love him, so you hear from him, etc. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva does the same thing. So here, in the top line, this is not some printer's comment, this is the language of the Rambam. Hilchos Tshuva, all the way up to the top. Mitzvah say achas. In Hilchos Tshuva, there's going to be one mitzvah which is listed in Hilchos Tshuva. V'hu sheyoshev v'chayte mechetel l'tnei Hashem v'yisvada. Do you find that that's interesting? That's not the language of the Rambam in the Sefer itself. It says the mitzvah is to do tshuva and be misvada. The Rambam over here says, when you do tshuva, there's a mitzvah to be misvada. He didn't say there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. He said there's a mitzvah, when you do tshuva, to be misvada. The Rambam's language over here is, you should do tshuva and be misvada. That's the mitzvah. So, I didn't say it's rishos. So the Meshech Chochmah says a very, very Chochmah to Gazach. Very Chochmah to Gazach. He says, so let's understand something. Let's say there be no mitzvah of tshuva in the Torah. So a person stole, right? So what should he do? Well, there's no mitzvah of tshuva, so I should keep stealing? No. The mitzvah of Lo Yigzol is still relevant. I don't need a new mitzvah of tshuva to tell me to stop stealing. He hasn't been putting on tefillin. Well, there's no mitzvah of tshuva, so keep not wearing tefillin? No. The chiyuv of putting on tefillin is mechayev me to put on. I don't need a mitzvah to tell me to stop doing the aveira. I don't need a new mitzvah called tshuva to tell me stop. Of course you have to stop. The original mitzvah is mechayev you to stop. Whether it's a say or lo say, whatever you're doing wrong, you need to correct. So the primary element of tshuva is automatic. It's not like you're saying, it's not something which is optional. But so the hiskaivus of doing tshuva is I don't need a new mitzvah for that. There's a new mitzvah called vidui. When you do tshuva, there's a mitzvah to say vidui, but there's no mitzvah to do tshuva. That's how he understands the Rambam. Take a look on the last page over here. So this is the minyan of mitzvahs as presented by the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Sefer. And mitzvah and gimel, he does not have a mitzvah to do tshuva. Mitzvah and gimel, the Rambam says, "Lisvadas the thing Hashem mikol chet shiasa adam b'shasa korban shlo b'shasa korban." There's a mitzvah to say vidui. So here the Rambam is very clear. Like you said, in the body of the language of Hilchos Tshuva, Tshuva is Tshuva. There's a mitzvah to say vidui. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah to say vidui. Not like he says in his introduction. And I didn't put in the Rambam again. I told the Rambam makes this list twice. So he has the minyan of mitzvahs. Then he does it again. And he says that Pratei mitzvahs al seder halachas. So he has printed out this beautiful list over here. Hechus tshuva mitzvahs al seder achas behi shiyoshuva chayte mecheter lifnei Hashem beyisvav. He should do tshuva and be misvav. So the Rambam seems very confused. Both in the second pratei mitzvahs and in the introduction, he says the mitzvahs do tshuva and be misvav. But in the language of the minyan of mitzvahs, in the language of the body of the Rambam, he says the mitzvah is once you've done tshuva to say vidui. You with me? Thank you. So we're very confused. What exactly is this mitzvah of vidui tshuva? How they're related to each other? Okay, let's go back to the Rambam. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but if you look through the first parak of Hilchos Teshuva, so a person has to say vidui, and then he says Ben Halach Aleph towards the end, Kol Bal Chatos V'Shom, the people being Chatos or Noshom, they had to say vidui. We can't call it Mises Bezdin, Mechavi Malkus, Emis Kabbalah, Mimisosim, or Likiosim, Achiyas Teshuva V'Yisvad. Even though they're getting Mrs. Bezdin, the kapora requires that they do shuvah and the mizvah. Chava b'chaveira, masik b'maynoi, and a miskaper lo actually yeshlada v'yoshu b'lasis kazel lo'adam. The kapora requires shuvah and vidur. Now, why are we talking about kapora over here? We're talking about the mitzvah of vidur, mitzvah of shuvah, mitzvah of vidur. Saying you know, you should know. You don't get a kapara, even though you bring a korban chatas or a korban nashan, until you do tshuva and vidui. The person gets a punishment bezdin, it's not going to work until you get, it's not going to get a kapara until you get tshuva and vidui. Person damages somebody, you don't get a kapara until you do tshuva and say vidui. The kapara, where does kapara come into the picture? Then Al-Khabay says, the Shem Shaleach was a kapara of the Chol Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol will be misvad on it. Okay? Halacha Gimel, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash, Kai Mein Lona Mizbeach Kapara, Ein Shom Ela Tshuva. A Tshuva compares to Kol Averis. So we don't have the Tshuva anymore, so now we get the kapara through Tshuva. Right? So we're The Rambam clearly says we're talking about kapara in this parak. That clearly becomes a topic of the parak very quickly. The topic of the parak is kapara. That Shem Shaleach is a kapara from God's Kaisos, and mele you say vidui. Nowadays we don't have a korban, so mele the tshuva is mechaper, tshuva and the vidui mechap. And then he says the atz of Yom Kippur is mechaper. Then he says, even though tshuva and chaperas a kol, some of Eris need a little bit of yisurim also, and some need even more than that. They like the topic of the first parak is kapara. So it seemed to me that the Rambam understands vidui in two contexts. One context, the Rambam understands that vidui is part of the process, kapara process. The other point of the Rambam is that vidui is part of the tshuva process. In Perek Aleph, which is talking about kapara, vidui is part of the kapara process. In Perek Beis, we talk about tshuva, vidui is part of the tshuva process. Now, look at the last page. So Rambam is making his list of mitzvahs. If you can glance over again, Shuvah is Ayin Gimel. The Rambam, when he makes the minyan of mitzvahs, he doesn't do it based on the parshiyos. He doesn't do it based on the way he's going to present them in his sefer. He does it based on groupings. So the first mitzvah is, he does it asay separately, and says separately. The mitzvah to believe in the existence of Kadosh Baruch Hu, believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu is a yachid. Mitzvah to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah to fear a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right. So we talk about all those mitzvahs which go together. That those conceptual mitzvahs. Then from the Rambam, there the Rambam goes through some of your very very basic mitzvahs which you do regularly. The Rambam talks about tzitzis, the kriyash, talks about you should be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should say Kriya Shema, Yishalim Torah, Tefillin, Tzitzis, Mezuzah. Okay, and then he goes into, so we're talking about the idea of learning. He talks about Hakel. Then in Halacha Chaf he says, in Mitzvah Chaf he says, Mitzvah Sechaf, build a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and then he starts going through the mitzvahs. You should be make sure that you put the neiris in the Beis HaMikdash, you put the lechem aponim in the Beis HaMikdash, the zakteris, you have the eish, and then you start bringing some of the karbonis. So starting from mitzvah lamates, which is almost on your page over here, is a mitzvah to mark the karbon tamid every day. So on the right column, about halfway down. The Kagala brings the mincha b'choyim. There's a karban musaf on Shabbos. The karban musaf on Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Omer, Shtei Alechem, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yipir Matzayim, Yom Kippur. There's the Mitzvah Yom Kippurim. There's Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres, Lachar Regalim. You have to come up with Mitzvah in the Regalim. You have to Mitzvah in the Regalim. You have to bring a karban Pesach. You have to eat the Basar of the Pesach at nighttime. Some of karbanos. So starting from mitzvah chav, he said tumah beis hamikdash. Starting from mitzvah lamed tes, he talks about karbanos. Then he talks about some gimel, how to bring karban arla, chatas, asham, shlomim, mincha. Basim would bring their karbanos when they did something wrong, etc. You bring the korban of Yared, your mitzvah of the Hashem. The Zav brings his korban. The Zav brings her korban. The Yeledes brings her korban. The Mitzvah brings his korban. Interesting place to put the mitzvah vidi, right? Right. Where would you put it? Conceptually, where do we picture Shuv and vidi? I put it at the beginning. Yira and Ava, Yichud Hashem, Memuna and Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the Damas and Zeracha. You should do Tshuva. That's where it belongs. You know, it's part of these like nice Musari things. You know, that's not what the Rama puts it. The Rama puts it in Gimel, smack in the little Kribonis. So it's clear to me that the Rama understands that Vidri is a Kapora process. This is the same way there are karbonos, which are kapora, and that's the Rambam's construct. He starts talking about, you know, you say vidui, you should know that karbonos only worth to give you a kapora if you say vidui. Bazin only worth to give you a kapora if they kill you, if you say vidui. You have the person's chavah chaveirai, and it only get a kapora if it says vidui. The same shalech is a kapora for God's clay, so we don't want karbonos anymore, so you get your kapora through vidui. And, you know, and vidui works for this, vidui for that, da, 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 da. Beautiful. The mitzvah is kapara. The Rama says the mitzvah is kapara. They didn't say there's no mitzvah to tshuva. The mitzvah is to get a kapara. The same way you bring a korban to get a kapara, and there's a mitzvah to bring a korban to get a kapara, there's a mitzvah to do the process of getting a kapara. Vidui is a process of kapara. That's perikav. That's the mitzvah in the Torah. That's how the Rama understands the mitzvah in the Torah. So the Rambam says, I'm going to write Hilchos Tshuva, I'll call it Hilchos Tshuva, but if the mitzvah is to explain what vidui is, my first parak, I need to explain what vidui is. Vidui is a kapara. So the first parak is going to talk about kapara. I didn't discuss Tshuva yet, because it's not the mitzvah. And that's generally how the Rambam does it. When he writes the mitzvah that he talks about, he sort of fronts them up to the front. You know, as he goes through, if he has multiple ones, he will come back to the next mitzvah. But if there's only one mitzvah, he'll talk about the primary elements of the mitzvah, the derises of the mitzvah up front. Then he goes to the rabbanans, he goes to other applications, etc. That's the flow of each set of halachas. So the mitzvah is vidui, which means kapara. So let's talk about kapara. You can't talk about tshuva, because that's not the mitzvah. So the Rambam in his presentation in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Lisvadas Tnei Hashem, Mikol Chechi Yas Adam, Bishasa Korban, Bishalai Bishasa Korban. Of course, so where do you discuss that? Where do you list that? You list that amongst all the Karbanas. Okay. In Perik Beis, he says, by the way, you know, there's something called Shuva. And Vita only works if you do Shuva. So we better clarify the protim of this mitzvah. Well, we need to know what tshuva is. Okay, so tshuva is, what's tshuva? Perek Beis Halacha Beis tells me what tshuva is. But Rambam mentions vidui a second time in the tshuva process. So it seems to indicate that the Rambam understands that there's two functions in vidui. There's a function of kapara in vidui, there's a function of tshuva in vidui. Okay? In both places, the Rambam says that the definition of the vidui is to say that you've sinned, that you regret that you've done it, that you will not do it again. Right? In both places, the Rambam understands that's the mitzvah. So practically, you can like sort of like roll both elements of vidui into one. I can do it as part of the tshuva process and use it for kapara at the same time. But the vidui has two functions. Everybody with me? Yeah? So now let's understand maybe these two functions of vidui. Maybe just understand a little bit about this, a little more musari. Okay? So Hirsch says, what's on the concept of the mitzvah vidui? So why do you have to say it prepare? I feel bad that I did something, you know, it's brush and read your mind. I understand the other person, you know, you want to come and apologize, you say, you know, oh, I'm like, you know, I just need to say something. But why do I need to say something when I come to Kadosh Baruch? So Rehur says that the process of vidui is the process of taking the chet outside of your being. And there's two purposes of that. One is, as long as it's inside of you, you don't see it in its starked nakedness of what it is. You know, I'm a bad person. You know, oh, okay, you're not so bad, you know. This is what I did. I can't, once I express it, I sort of like see the picture. I watch the video. You can't rationalize it anymore. It's real. As long as it's inside of you, it's just part of your overall perception of yourself. It's not his own mitzias, which I need to address. When I watch the video of what I've done, the rationalizations are over, the excuses are over. I just did that. That's horrible. I wish I hadn't done that. I'm not going to do that again. So the tshuva process requires a vidui, because it forces me to recognize how bad it is. The kapara process requires a vidui also, because when you say vidui, like you're saying, you take it out of your being. Well, isn't that what kapara is? Kapara is to cleanse yourself of the aver, to take it out of you. So kol zman you have not done tshuva and you have not expressed it, it's sort of like part of you. You need to sort of like get it out and say, there's this thing that I've done, that's not me, I'm not that anymore. So kapara, and the idea that kapara is a cleansing process, it's a tahara process. The word kapara, the more uses the lashon of Rashi points out, the chvur yadeh means to wash his hands, like to wipe your hands clean or something. It's called the chvur yadeh. The Gemara in Kamsa Kamsa, the Gemara says that Niran Kesar decided not to destroy the Beis Hamikdash because he says the Russian wants to be machir of his bias, then he wants to wash his hands with the guy who did it. I'm not going to be that idiot who's going to play that role. So he ran away and was Megayer. And then they said Titus instead, right? So that's the Gemara says. So the Gemara uses the Chvur Yadeh. Rashi points out another place that the Lashon of the Kayan would after he would sprinkle the blood, he would wipe his finger across the top of the rim of the Kalim. That's why the Kalim were referred to Lashon of Kapara, because you use it for cleaning. So the word keeper means Kapara, means cleansing. The cleansing process is you take it's a washing machine, right? It washes it out, takes out the stains. So they tumble you around, and you come out, but the stain is taken out. So how do you take a stain out of your neshama? So part of the process of taking the stain out of the neshama, how do you get a kapar? Well, you get it because you bring a carbon katas, you bring a carbon osham, the sorry, mishaleach. Person gets malchus. Person, right? These are all ways to cleanse the, take the stain out. The vidui is part of the cleansing process. Because that's exactly what it is. It's taking it out of my being, instead of like sort of accepting it. And I take it out, put it out there. This is what I've done. At that moment, you've separated yourself from the avera. So the tshuva, in the sense of that's, I see it in its stark reality, and I regret that. Once I recognize that, I say, I can't believe I did that. I'm not going to do that again. What you've done instead is not you. I regret that I did it, and I won't do it again. That's not me. That is the kapara process. So the tshuva process of vidui immediately lends itself to a kapara process of vidui. Now look at the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. You call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu with tears. You do mitzvah tzedakah. You create your shemayim, not to get near that thing which you sinned in. And you change your name. So you speak Yanko. You say no. Change your name. Ganaliyah said for now I'm called Beryl. Really? No. Klamer. There's a guy named Yankel did the bigger. I'm not Yankel anymore. I'm Yankel plus. I'm Yankel. Now they have V2, right? Yankel version 2. Yankel version 1 did it. I'm not that guy. So part of the Tshuva process is this process of saying, I'm not that being. Whereas, and what the Rama is telling us, that the Vidari process is a process of getting it out of your being. So it comes out that the tshuva process of vidui, which is the process of taking it out and recognizing it for all its reality, and then saying, I regret that I did that, and I don't want to do it again, because that's not who I am. Now that I see it in its reality, I see the video of it, I can't believe I did that. Right? So, person, you know, I insult somebody, right? You know, so he rationalized it, but he probably wasn't so hurt by it, and you know, I didn't really mean it, and, you know, and this was a joke, and right? The Shomer shows you afterwards, he shows you a video of it. And you realize that, well, that was really biting. That really hurt, and the guy was really hurt. So you can't rationalize that anymore. Because it's out of your being. It's not part of you. Part of you. Take it out and made it this, I'm looking at her, so you're looking at it from the outside, looking in and saying, oh. That's the vidui process. That's the tshuva process of the vidui, but that's also the kapara process of the vidui, because you've taken it out. You've cleansed yourself. So it's not problematic to me that the Rambam, when he actually explains the mitzvah, he just talks about the vidui part of it, not the tshuva part of it. Because that's the mitzvah. Both in the body of Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and both in the minyan mitzvahs, the tzvados of Nei Hashem. He doesn't mention the word tshuva. We call it chet sheyasa adam, b'shasa korban, shlo b'shasa korban. Not the word tshuva. There's a mitzvah. The same vidui. Okay. So let me show you a place where this seems to indicate that this is true. Look at Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Fine. So the Rambam says it's Gemara. The Rambam says that vidui without tshuva is doimet to a mikvah with a sheretz. Is that a valid mashal? First of all, you say, you know, he really doesn't care. Feel bad that he did it. He really couldn't care. He's like, do it again. I'm so sorry. I wish. I apologize. Is that an apology? Is it an apology with a problem? He's going to do it again? Or it's not an apology. That's just not an apology, right? So the person says, you know, hashamti, bagamti, but you know, I'm going to do it again. Is that a vidui? A person goes to the mikveh. Mikveh has a tahara process. There's a sheretz being metameh him as he's becoming tor. But the mikveh has a tahara process. Even though there's a sheretz, and the mikveh still has a power of tahara, there's a problem that the tumah is recontaminating you every moment as you're becoming tor. That's the mushal to vidui without tshuva, which means in the nimshal, vidui is a tahara process which is cleansing you, but there's this thing contaminating you, the veira again. Right? That's the Chara, that's Rambam's construct. Now, Vito is not a kapara process, it's not a tower process of its own. It's just a prat and helpless tshuva. What do the words mean? I can't compare Vito without the tshuva to a mikvah. Mikvah has a power of tahara. Vito without tshuva is garnished. So comparing a mikvah, which is powerful, to a garnish, it's the same thing. There's no dinyan. Tara says, no, the Rambam says Vito is powerful. Just expressing it, there's a power of kapara in vidui. You got a problem. You can't get a kapara if you keep contaminating yourself. So you can't get a tahara mikva. You keep matama yourself. Ah, the Shein Rambam. So Rambam clearly is understanding that vidui is a powerful vehicle of kapara, independent of the tshuva process. But it doesn't work because you know it's going to. How does it help you being makaper? Immediately you became tamei again with the veira. Kol mizvada. Beautiful marshal. Right, the way we're understanding. So Vidui is very powerful. The process of Vidui, when it's, I mean, it's real. When you know, I did this. Even I'm not ready to change. But that itself is something of significance. Yeah, but there's a problem. Can't do the kapora process. Because there's this tumah, the sheretz still being matami. Okay, so maybe with all of this, we can answer that last Rambam. The Rambam said there's a mitzvah, and Yom Kippur lizva and pelacha zayin bay zayin, lasa shuvah lizvados by Yom Kippur. You got the tshuva and the mitzvah. Then he says, what is the vidui? Avol chatzonu. V'hu ikra vidui. Just that moment of expression of the fact that I've sinned, even without saying, I have nechama that I regret that I did it, or I'm not going to do it again. Vidui, in and of itself, is admitting that you sinned, is a process of vidui. It's not the full process of vidui, because you need to say, like I said before, the other parts, because it's part of the kapara process to say that. It's part of the tshuva process to say that. But the admission of sin alone is something of significance. So when Klai still says the vidui, when we say barabim, as long as you said that you did something. When you're doing it privately, you better be misvada. You need to express more than that. I regret that I did it. I won't do it again. So just on a practical level, a person on Yom Kippur, you have things that you really want to do tshuva on, you know, you should, so you have this list, they make the list, you know, they you know, make a list of all the different things, you know, first of all, you should not say everything there, say just what's relevant to you, and that you really feel you're ready to change. But you need to say more than just say the word. Right? So you say, okay, so ganavti. 17 times, ganavti. That you say, you know what, I regret that I did ganavti. You all talk. You know, you're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu right now. You're lifting Hashem. You're in the Shvanesu. Hashem, you know, I feel horrible I did this. I'm not going to do it again. This is my plan. How am I going to do it again? I need to see out the Shemadah to help me not do it again. Please help me. I don't want to do this anymore. Be made of that. And ganavti. That's what Ram understands the mitzvah. So it's important to be aware that, you know, there's a lot more to the story than just